Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Terry Neese, founder and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org. Their Peace Through Business program is raising, creating, educating women entrepreneurs in Rwanda, in Africa, and Afghanistan as well now for at least a dozen years, right?
Yeah, 12 years this year.
Yep, that's what I was thinking. So, all right, Terry, yeah. One of the things I want to ask you about is how many of the – what are the challenges you've had in getting them – you bring – they educate them folks in their country, then they bring them over to the United States to do some mentoring, some shadowing, and to learn some other things here in the United States. Then they have a big graduation – a big send-off. It's a big deal. It's a experience of a lifetime for these ladies. But you've had a problem getting Afghanistan women out of the country. What's it looking like this year?
I think it's going to be good. We did have a problem even a couple of years ago getting women out of Rwanda to
really?
Come to the United States. Yes, we had a huge problem, and I managed to get a senator involved with it, my senator from Oklahoma, Senator James Langford, who was a big help for us. Obviously, getting visas for these women are very difficult. We have to make sure that they are super qualified in terms of their business and that they will definitely go back to their home country and pay forward their knowledge that they learn while they are here in the United States. So I think that we have quality women entrepreneurs this year. In Afghanistan, for example, we have women who own construction companies, a woman who is selling energy-efficient cook stoves to women in rural areas, a K-12 private school. In Rwanda, we have a hotel. We have a pharmacy owner, a fashion designer, a media and film maker. So we have real quality businesses that we believe will qualify for a visa to come and get more education and go back to their country and create more jobs. That's really the key. I mean, at the end of 10 years, we've graduated, we're at 12 now, but we've got data for 10 years. Over 700 women have graduated. They've created over 13,000 jobs for their countrymen and women. That's the kind of dynamic and the impact that we're having in these countries.
Look at what the children of these women are seeing. You know, I interviewed Freshta. I'm trying to remember her last name. Freshta is from Afghanistan. I interviewed her a few years ago, face to face. I was in you had your event in D.C. that year, and I remember asking her. I mean, she was under such pressure while she was over here. Her employees mutinied. Her employees were trying to take her down. She had all kinds of problems because she was the only female-owned print shop in Kabul, and her competitors were doing horrible things, and her family was in jeopardy. And I said, "Why are you doing this?" She said, "Because I have a daughter."
Yeah.
I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Yeah.
So think about the daughters and the sons who are watching their mothers do these things. That can't be bad. Nothing bad can come from that, Terry.
That's right. And they are brave women who are dedicated to their country. They love their country.
I've never seen more resolve on a face than I saw in Freshita's face that time.
And the other thing that they have a spirit about them, the Afghans and the Rwandans, they have different spirits about them. But you know, the Rwandans are happy. They're forgiving. They're
it's amazing.
Their spirit is just amazing.
It's amazing.
Yes. And the Afghans are resilient, hardworking, dedicated, and determined to bring peace to that country. And, you know, a step at a time, one person can indeed make a difference. And they prove that every single day.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Terry, I'm so, you know, you know how I feel about you and what you've accomplished in your people. You've got people on the ground over there who are doing great things. You've had automobile repair shops. You've had, as I said, you had a print shop. You've had construction companies, coffee exporters, right? You had that. And I'm still getting coffee from over there.
And by the way, we have a woman in our class this year who has a coffee company that actually, it's a washing. They wash the beans,
right,
and they prepare the beans for delivery.
Huh.
And that is strictly her business. We're hopeful that she is picked, she's selected to come to the United States, because we'd really love to understand exactly what she does. And
Terry,
how
can people help? Can they contribute to IEW?
Well, they can. We are a nonprofit. We are completely funded by the private sector. We have no government money and haven't ever had government money in 12 years.
IEEW.org. You'll take their credit card right there, won't you?
Absolutely. They can go donate $10, $100, $500, whatever they want to donate. And
folks,
even do it on a monthly basis.
It's a good cause. Hey, Terry, you're going to be back. We're going to get you back again real soon. Keep us posted on how things are going, building up to the July date. Thank you for being here. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you.
Great to be with you, Jim.
Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great ladies of our time. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.